We're back here on KSOM, here on our Outfitters Plus Outlet Store Coaches Show as we get ready for the second game of our doubleheader between Exira EHK and Coon Rapids Baird. And the head coach for the Spartan boys, Jackson Ratcliffe, joins me now. And Coach, how are you feeling overall about your team after your first three games of the season?
Well, a lot of them, some didn't go as planned. But I love the effort our kids are giving so far. They're playing really hard, and that's what I asked for. We're missing some two starters that I thought would be there at the beginning of the season. But now that there's some other guys that are stepping up that are younger, and I think they've been doing a good job.
Who have been some of the guys that you feel like have stepped up?
I feel like Thomas, he stepped up, but he will be out tomorrow. And then we also had Carson and Jack step up that were playing really good.
Oh, okay. Well, take me through Carson and Jack and what you've seen from them.
Well, Carson, he's a freshman, so then he obviously hasn't had much experience on the varsity level, but his effort, and it's the same with Jack, their effort, and just the effort they've been playing with has been really amazing so far. They don't give up, and they just keep finishing and doing what I asked them to.
I assume that's Carson Johnson and Jack Lassick.
Yep.
Yeah, they're both coming off the bench for you overall. How would you look at Austin Rasmussen and how he's been coming along as sort of a number one scorer?
I mean, he's just been doing amazing. He can do basically, he's smaller, but he can do just about anything. I love his shooting and then his shot creation. That is something that I've not seen a lot of kids be able to do, but he does a really good job.
Right. And a couple of juniors like Cooper Paulson and Anthony Young, what have you seen from those guys in terms of their starting and basketball ability?
Again, just their effort. I love how our kids just don't give up, and I want them to keep doing that and just keep fighting. They get in foul troubles a couple of times, so we just got to get them out of the foul troubles, but I just love the intensity they've been playing with.
What kind of rotation have you been shooting for in terms of how many players you want to go with?
Well, I have been playing seven right now.
Was that
seven? Yeah.
Was that kind of what you thought it would be at the start of the season?
Yeah, around there. We just lost a couple players, but we should be getting them back. So then when they get back, we should just keep playing the around seven.
Okay. Who are the couple of players that are left for a little while?
Blake and Bryce.
Okay.
And then now we just lost Thomas.
Okay. And I assume Thomas is just hurt, and hopefully he'll be back
soon.
Yeah,
he broke his hand, sadly.
Ooh, so he's going to be out for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
What's it been like for you just learning to coach the team and as a first-year head coach, how has that been for you the first three games?
I've been learning a lot still. Coach P, Tom Peterson, he's been a huge help for me. He's been guiding me. He's come to the bench a couple of times, giving me advice. So him being there has been huge for me, and he keeps giving me tips and things I can work on as a coach.
Yeah. How is it? Did it get any weird at all for you being so young and coaching these kids? I mean, some of them you might have even seen as freshmen, and now you're coaching them as they're maybe juniors or seniors.
Yeah, not as much. It hasn't been as weird because I help coach football, so then I set the boundary that I am their coach now, not their player in football, so then it's just carried over, and they know the line between coach me and personal me off the court.
Very good. I want to go back to the teams that you played for. You know, your basketball team was pretty successful those last couple of years. What were those teams like, and what can you remember about what were the keys to those success, especially your junior and senior year?
Well, communication was huge. I like defense, and we got to talk on defense, and we still got to translate that to this year. We talked a lot my senior year, and then we always knew who the good players were, and we always watched out where they were on the offensive side of the court. So we just got to do that again right now with this team we have right now.
What is it different? Do you get a different appreciation for what it's like to be a coach after, you know, having to deal with those, dealing with kids after being a player before? Is it giving you a different kind of appreciation how it all goes together?
Yeah, it's definitely different for sure, but I just got to stick with it, and I think we'll be fine.
What do you remember about some of the guys that you played with on those Xyra EHK teams?
Well, Austin and Owen, obviously, they both can do just about everything on both ends of the court, and I know what they're capable of, and they just got to do what they're capable of and their potential, and they just got to keep developing, and then as they develop, I think we'll do some great things still.
And then, like, when I go back and I look at the team that played in 2023 and 2024, they went 19-5. What do you remember about the talents of guys like Cash Emgarten and Aiden Flathers? I mean, those were kind of your leading scorers there. What do you recall about them and what they brought as basketball players?
I mean, their talents were through the roof. They could Aiden and Cash, they could just about make a basket anytime they wanted on the court. And they were just as good on the defensive end as they were on the offensive end.
And what were the other two star yourself, and what were the other two starters on that team?
Joshua Nelson and Jaden Pettapier.
What do you remember from Jordan Pettapier and Josh and what they could do?
Well, Josh was 6'5", and he scored like 30-something points against Riverside, so he could also just about do anything. And then Jaden, he was really good at shooting, too. He could space out the four and hit a three whenever he wanted to.
Do you still keep in touch with those guys?
Yeah, we're still close off the court. I still talk to them every day.
What have they been like when they heard you got the head coaching position?
They were proud of me. They know that we love this team and we love the things that they can accomplish, and they just want me to do good.
Mm-hmm. So this game against Coon Rapids Baird, it's certainly not going to be easy. What do you see from them that you're going to have to deal with here?
I mean, they're just good all around, but the main thing we got to focus on is keeping Cal Hayden from scoring. He's obviously a very, very talented player, so if we keep him from scoring, I think we'll be really good.
How is he good offensively? So what's the defensive philosophy there for you to try and control him?
I mean, we just got to keep him under 10 points is the goal, is what I told my kids. I want to get him under at least 10 points. I think if we do that, we have a really good shot about winning the game.
What does it mean to have a challenge like this so early in the season?
Well, I just think our kids are capable of this challenge, and I know that we have the people in order to stop them, so we just got to hold my kids to a higher standard, and I know they can accomplish it.
Well, Jackson, really appreciate your time, and best of luck here in the second game of our doubleheader here against Coon Rapids Baird. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Jackson Ratcliffe, head coach for Xyra EHK Boys Basketball. He's with us here on our Outfitters Plus Outlet Store Coaches Show here on KSOM.